Creative Rebirth by Monica Biddy. I was watching my four-year-old draw on a chalkboard recently. He would pick up a color and draw a box and then fill it in with another color. He would then try to draw things around it to make the box look attractive in some way. Once the masterpiece was done, he would stand back and examine it. If he liked it, he would turn to me and say, "Mama, look what I did." But if he did not, he would pick up the eraser, erase the box, and start again. Such a simple gesture, but it made me think how children are not critical of their art. In fact, they're proud of birthing it in different ways without wondering if it'll be good enough or not. The pride and the pleasure seem to lie in the trying, in the process itself. As a child, I used to love to play with Lego sets. My father used to get me boxes of Legos with beautiful pictures of beautiful things I could make. When I was very young, I would make the different structures, then destroy them and make them again. But what I remember more clearly is that as I got older, I stopped taking the finished pieces apart. I remember building a huge black tower that was, to my young eyes, simply stunning. It had all these small blocks that had to be aligned just right. But once it was done, I put it on the bookshelf, never to have anything to do with it again. A few years later, my mother gave it to some charity, or perhaps she threw it away. The point is, my masterpiece was pointless. As I looked at my young son and his boxes, it dawned on me that I still do that. I write stories and think they're lousy and stick them in an electronic drawer and never visit them again. They seem like a lost cause. Essays languish in the "What on the Earth Was I Thinking" folder in Word, never to be seen by an editor's eye. Later that day, after watching my son play with his chalk, I was reading Grant Acht's interview on NPR and wondering what he would do next. He's a fantastic chef who lost his sense of taste due to cancer of the tongue. A bit of Googling and I found out that his next restaurant is going to be called Next, and it is a place where they'll be inventing and serving new menus every few months. They're serving futuristic menus, classic menus, but the heart of it is that they'll be birthing new things every 3 months, a creative rebirth in the true sense of the phrase. It struck me as amazing, such a simple idea, and yet one that will keep clients coming back for more and more new dishes. Recreating an entire menu every 3 months is not for everyone, but therein lies the point. It is for those of us whose professions are built on being creative. As a writer, I found myself wondering if I've already told all the stories I need to tell, or if I will ever have new ideas come to me, if I've already tapped out my memory bank. It has been difficult to navigate these feelings, but now I look at it differently. I have had to reinvent myself since the first year that I started writing. At first, I was writing online about food. Then I was writing in print about food. Then I began to write about travel. Then somebody suggested I start a blog. Then came the baby carriage and the stories of the kids. Then came radio, where I was talking about my writing. Then, of course, I was taking pictures of my food for the blog and for magazines. Now it's all about writing apps and more. At first, I was upset. Look at all that is expected of a writer these days. You have to be able to write, photograph, speak on the radio, and write for the radio blog and more. I had to constantly reposition myself, grow my skills, present a new face to the world. I had to give birth to myself again and again to stay competitive. Slowly, I've begun to apply this creative rebirth to those pieces I'd originally deemed as junk writing. I began to bring out the story I had tossed aside as failures and began to apply the eraser method I had learned from my child. I deleted a lot, edited, rewrote, and reworked my so-called failed pieces. Some pieces benefited from the work and have now been published in magazines. Some went back into the electronic drawer, but this time, the drawer is labeled for further review. Inherent in the process of being a writer, I have learned, is creative rebirth. This rebirth is what keeps my words fresh and keeps my stories from an early grave. But more important, it keeps the readers coming back for more. And that is what really counts.